Hey, everybody. What's going on out there? How are you guys doing out there in this listening community? Today, we are going to talk about stress and what do you do in these stressful situations. All right, let's get into it. So, in the book of Daniel chapter 6, Daniel was thrown in the lion's den. Daniel was put in the lion's den because he was put in a stressful situation. How was Daniel put in a stressful situation? Daniel was put in a stressful situation because his colleagues were jealous of him. Why was his colleagues jealous of him? His colleagues were jealous of him because Daniel was a great worker. He was a great leader. He did everything that was asked of him. He was an all-around good person, okay? Daniel, he was under the rule of the former king, the former king's son at this time that he was put in the lion's den. So he was getting promotions and everything like that, and his colleagues were like, we are so sick and tired of Daniel. We got to get rid of Daniel. So they trying to look and find little different things what they could do to get rid of Daniel, because they were like, we over him. They couldn't find nothing on him. He was squeaky clean, because Daniel was like, I pray 3 times a day. You know, this life out here is hard. So I got to give thanks when it's good and when it's bad. So, you know, hey, that's what I do. So his colleagues were like, oh, we can't find nothing. So they came up with, you know what? If we go to the king and we tell the king that the people should only pray to him for the next 30 days, not to any other guys, not to any other kings, just to this king. So they were like, that'll get Daniel up out of here. So the king was like, okay, cool. We can roll with that. Let's do it. So they were like, okay, we got you. Now, you know, it's done. It's written. So they spotted Daniel praying, because Daniel was like, I ain't on that. I'm going to stick to what I know. I'm going to stick to what I believe. And this is what I'm going to do. So they went back to the king. They were like, king, you know, listen. We know that you said that, you know, everybody had to pray to you. And we saw that Daniel wasn't praying to you. So look. He got to get thrown in the lion's den. And so the king was like, oh my God, you know, he thinking to himself, you know, oh my God, you know, he tried to save Daniel. He tried to, you know, do whatever he could to not put Daniel in the lion's den. But you know what? Daniel was like, okay, I got this. No worries. I see y'all in the morning. Okay. I'm all good. And the king was like, well, you know what, Daniel, you know, I'm going to pray for you. You pray to your God, because, you know, if your God is who you say he is going to save you, and I will be here in the morning. And so the king, you know, he was so worried. Daniel wasn't worried, though. Daniel was like, I'm casting my cares on the Lord, because I ain't worried. He not about to be eaten up by those lions. Not at all. Daniel said, I'm going to go in here and I'm going to sleep. I'm going to sleep peacefully. That's what I'm going to do. If you don't believe me, read it for yourself. It's there. It's in chapter 6. Okay? But, so my question is, when you are put in these stressful situations, because I know, you know, some of you probably have gone through some similar situations at work yourself, or just in your personal life. I mean, probably not thrown in the lion's den, but just something similar to what Daniel went through. What do you do? What do? Do you go against everything that you believe? Do your morals and your values go out the window? Or are you like Daniel? Are you steadfast, unmovable? Do you cast all of your cares? Are you not worrying? Do you get sleep at night? Or are you up like, Lord, I can't sleep. I can't sleep because I don't know what to do. What do you do? Do you go to the gym? Do you take a walk? Do you call a friend? I mean, what do you do? I just want you to be encouraged because I believe in you. I want you to be strong. I want you to have strength. I want you to be steadfast and unmovable. I do not want you to waver against your beliefs, okay? Because they say if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything, right? Right. I want you to rest in the presence of doing what is right. Do not allow the stress of your situation to make you choose on doing what is right, okay, and what is wrong. Because sometimes we decide, today I'm going to do what's right, but I ain't going to do what's right tomorrow. No, we got to always do what's right. And sometimes that decision is hard. Yes, yes, it is. But always decide to do what's right. Because remember, there's a consequence for our actions. Whether that consequence be good or whether that consequence is bad, there is a consequence for our actions. Okay? All right. But just know, do not allow this stress to get to you. Because there is always light at the end of the tunnel. Whether or not you believe it, tell yourself, encourage yourself, but do not allow this stress to get you to a point that you are trying to decide whether or not you should make the right decisions. Do not let stress have you throwing what you believe out the window. Believe in you, believe in your decisions, because you got this. Be steadfast and unmovable. Be like Daniel. Because you will come out of that lion's den, okay? All right, I just wanted to come to you today just for these quick little minutes and encourage you to be strong. Thank you for listening to this segment of This Ain't For Everybody. Stay safe and stay healthy. And until we meet again, activate your faith.